We're talking about the big news of the day, right? The big news of the day is that President Trump, a new story from the New York Times, and I'm telling you, the people in the legacy media, are just loving this. Just trying to make it a thing. They're trying to make fetch happen here. By saying, oh, look at these presidents. This one guy, quote, tweeted all these presidential libraries of how much money they all paid the first year in federal taxes. And then this dude quotes the New York Times. President Trump, 750. Okay, well, I don't think you're going to really convince many people. The only people you're going to convince are those with Trump derangement syndrome. Oh, by the way, what was the initial reason? What was the initial reason we needed Trump's taxes? Does anybody remember that? Because there was a reason. It wasn't just because we need to see how much money President Trump makes. The stuff they're trying to say now. That's right. The original reason was to connect it to who? If you guessed Russia, you're correct. That's why we needed to see the shady dealings between the Russians and President Trump. Yeah, there's nothing here. Oh, look at him. He doesn't pay taxes. Yeah, real good shift there. I'm sure nobody's going to notice. This just in, rich people avoid paying taxes. Film at 11. Every celebrity that's banging on Trump this morning about not paying his taxes have probably DM'd somebody in the Trump administration and be like, hey man, who'd you use to do that? Oh, Trump's such a jerk. Hey man, can you give me his number? Right? That's how it goes. I got a small amount of money from my father when my father passed away, when my father died, from his life insurance. You know what I did with it? I went to a CPA, and I got an annuity. I put it into an annuity. Do you know why? Because it would be tax-free after a certain amount of time. Everybody plays the tax avoidance game. That's what it is a sport in America. And the wealthier you are, the better coaches, i.e. tax attorneys or CPAs or whoever you can find. I know somebody in the chat is going to be like, CPA, my financial advisor. Okay, is that better? You guys are chomping at the bit this morning. My financial advisor, and I talked to him. I was like, what should I put it in? And he suggested an annuity, and I was like, fine, put it in there. Not like a huge amount of money. But if I can keep every single dime of it, I'll use it. That's why. I don't want the federal government taking any dime out of my pocket that they don't need to. And by the way, they don't need to take a lot of it. So you're not the Associated Press had a great one. Oh, the New York Times bombshell on Trump will shatter the image that he used in his rise. Trump has told everybody. I should have looked it up. There's videos in the debates about how he used bankruptcy and tax loopholes to save money. You're an idiot. You are actually dumber if you give the federal government every dime you have.
Oh, okay, you say I owe you this much? Oh, okay, here you go. Hi-ho.
No. Everybody looks for any out, any write-off, any, on that road trip, did you get some food at that guy? Yep, we're writing that off too. Way back in the day when I was bartending, I didn't become a congressman, obviously, but I was bartending with a buddy of mine, and he went off to Hollywood because he was going to be an actor. You've never heard of him. Good kid, good guy though. He bought a book, and it was how to write off everything for your movie script. You write off dinners, you write off pens, you write off this, you write off that. If you're an independent contractor like myself, you can write, oh, look, I used this coffee. You know, I had to drink this coffee at work. Coffee expensed. Right? When you take a road trip, like when I drove to Mandeville, every mile I drove on that, I'm putting that towards my taxes next year. That's why avoiding taxes is an American sport. It's a pathetic sport because we shouldn't have this many taxes. And I don't want to hear taxes are a price to pay to live in a civil society. Because the last time I checked in 2020, we aren't living in a civil society. Between Black Lives Matter running about the countryside, destroying and causing chaos and death and fear, that's not a civilized society. Antifa causing the exact same thing, that's not what I would call a civil society. And let's not forget, ladies and gentlemen, the single greatest indicator that we do not live in a civil society. It's the 639,790 abortions that have taken place in this country this year. So let's miss me with the nonsense of taxes are for civil. We ain't living in a civil society right now. But no, this is once again a pathetic attempt by the legacy media and the Democratic establishment to go after a guy's taxes. Well, every other candidate has released their taxes before. Show me in the Constitution under Article 2, or Article, yeah, I believe it's Article 2, where the presidency is outlined where thy taxes must be presented. It's not there. So, okay. There's no reason for it. By the way, like I said before, it was supposed to be released so we could find out all those shady deals with the Russians. Yeah, you don't want to even... If you were ever to find out, if you were ever to sit down with a millionaire or a billionaire and they told you about some of the stuff that you can write off tax, you know, shady schemes about underreporting or... It's absolutely insane. This idea that Trump's tax avoidance, he's screwing the American people out of money. Well, actually, technically, the federal government's taking my money. They're, quote unquote, screwing me out of money. Because you're garnishing my wages, essentially, with Social Security tax, payroll tax, the other taxes that are on your paycheck that we all have to pay. So, of course, we're going to find ways to get out of it. And yeah, Justin, let me know during the break. The New York Times didn't make Trump's tax records available because they didn't want to, you know, essentially out their source. So you're not even seeing his taxes. You're seeing what somebody is reporting on, which means things are going to get picked and chosen and put in a certain order to do what? To influence you into thinking that President Trump did something wrong. Oh, he didn't say how much money. The guy lost money by being president. By the way, Joe Biden, Liddy Joe Biden, you know how much money he paid in federal income tax in 2017? $3,742,974. And of course, they're saying he paid this much and Trump paid $750. Hold on a second. What did Joe Biden do in 2017 to earn? What amount of money did he earn in order to have to pay $3 million or have to pay $3 million in taxes. Because the last time I checked, the vice presidency of the United States doesn't pay that much money that you would have to pay. And I'm sure that Joe Biden has not sold enough books having to do with books. Has sold enough books to warrant a $3 million price tag in federal income taxes. Oh, he filed jointly with his spouse. Oh, I didn't know that Joe Biden was pulling down the money in that relationship. What are we talking about? Hey, I'm just a blue-collar guy from Scranton. Nope. I think the $3 million you paid in federal income tax, Joe, is more than the combined gross income of Scranton in 2017. Right? Nancy's the same way. They're all the same way, the amount of money. And these idiots in the media, I repeat myself, I apologize, are running around being like, oh, they all paid so much money. Trump didn't pay anything. Yeah, how did they make that money? Because last time I checked, public servants are not supposed to be paid like backup quarterbacks in the NFL. Or put in your, you know, the starting point guard for the Los Angeles Lakers. A sports figure who makes money, before anybody corrects me. They're supposed to be selfless public servants. But they're not. And the crazy thing is, the guy who paid the least amount of taxes is the one who actually gave up a salary to be president. The one who actually lost money in office. But yet he's the greedy one. He's the one who's holding out on the American people.